There are 61 million mobile phones in the UK. 2 million of these are reported stolen each year. 50% of all street robberies in London involve the theft of a mobile phone. The rise in mobile phone ownership is fueling street crime. The stolen mobile phone trade is now a massively lucrative criminal business, which is putting every mobile phone user at risk of robbery. But is the mobile phone industry doing enough to protect its customers from crime? Every mobile phone has a unique 15-digit serial number. This number is called the International Mobile Equipment Identity Number, or IMEI. The IMEI number can be found underneath the phone's battery or in its memory. Once a mobile phone is reported stolen in the UK, the network provider will put the IMEI number on a shared database of phones, all of which have been reported lost or stolen. If a handset is on this register of blacklisted phones, it will be denied service by all the UK networks and be permanently blocked. The London programme decided to test the 48-hour mobile phone blocking system to see if it was working to deter criminals from stealing phones. We bought a new mobile phone on each of the UK's five networks, reported them as lost, and asked to have them blocked. Our investigation discovered some alarming flaws in the system. The SIM cards in all five phones were blocked immediately, but after inserting SIM cards from other networks, all five phones continued to work well past the phone industry's 48-hour blocking target. The Three phone continued to work for 22 days. The Vodafone, T-Mobile and Orange phones work for 33 days, and the O2 phone is still working 49 days later.